This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Kelly Ketchum, KELLYKETCHAM. Date of birth 09/22/1963. Date of appointment March 25, 2026. Requesting physician Christine Martin, KRISTENMARTIN. Dear Dr. Martin, I have the pleasure of seeing Kelly Ketchum today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 62-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who feels like something has changed. Head feels like different. She's off balance. She had a stroke in 2019. It involved the both cerebellar hemisphere. She went to the Alice Hospital at that time. She again went to the Alice Hospital emergency room this time. Husband passed away in December 2025. CT of the head done. And CT angiogram of the head and neck also done. It shows ovoid hypoattenuation within the left cerebellar hemisphere, which may represent a subacute infarct. No evidence of large vessel occlusion. Moderate plaque at the right carotid bulb with 40% stenosis. Diminished caliber of the basilar artery, which may be congenital, with the fetal origin of the posterior cerebral arteries. She does not have any weakness, no numbness, no speech problem, no visual problem, no headache. She only feels foggy since the last 1 week. Past medical history, hypertension, cerebellar stroke, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, right vertebral artery surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, losartan, levothyroxine, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily. Social history, she is ex-smoker, stopped smoking 2019. Does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She's working as a customer service. She's widowed, lives alone, have 4 children. Family history, mother deceased with cancer, father deceased with emphysema. 1 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes and nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having fogginess of the head, balance problem, numbness in the feet. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 95, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 29 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength. 5 deep tendon reflexes, 2 or 4 plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic Romberg test positive. Left-sided ptosis present. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. 62-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, probably new stroke in the cerebellum. Number two, old stroke in the bilateral cerebellar hemisphere. Number three, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number four, gait ataxia. Number five, ptosis of the eyelid on the left side. Next paragraph. Her symptom is suggestive of probably a new stroke. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain. I would like to order EMG of the lower extremities and blood tests including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron, binding capacity, vitamin D, and lipid profile. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.